Locker room chats continue tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tamman, we're joined now by Sabetha Blue Jay football coach Caleb Moeller. It's brought to you by CNK Service, Garrett Country Mart, Sailor Insurance Service as well. The Blue Jays 2 games in and a 2-0 record. Impressive performance against Perry Lecompton on the road in week 2. Coach, 34-7 the final score. They actually scored the first touchdown of the game, but you guys rattle off 34 unanswered to get that second win of the year. How nice was it to see your team kind of respond to a little adversity in that first quarter?
Yeah, you know, coming off of Holton and, you know, giving up some points in the fourth quarter there and then going into Perry. And, you know, they took the drive down, the first drive down, and scored a touchdown. And it was just nice to see our defense come back from that and put together a pretty good, you know, 3 quarters to finish off that game. And, you know, obviously the expectations of our defense is pretty high this year with all the returners. But, you know, there's always wrinkles here and there that people are throwing at us, and you know, and those adjustments that are made throughout the game. I thought we did a really good job of shutting down a good Perry team.
Yeah, Perry's got some good athletes. They can run the ball. They're trying to get it to a little more in the passing game, and they certainly have some capable bodies to do that. And they did find a little bit of success in the passing department, you know, in that game last week. But again, 34-7, the final score. You know, when it comes to your defense, you talk about the returners and kind of the expectations maybe being a little bit higher than maybe other position groups or maybe more so than the offense, but and you might feel differently on this, and you can certainly agree or disagree. You know, your defense can give up all the yards in the world. You know, they can give up 300 rushing yards, 300 passing yards, but at the end of the day, the stat, to me at least, that matters the most is points allowed, because that's going to determine whether you win the game or lose the game. Very good Holton team. We saw them put up 40-plus against Riley County last week, and you hold them to 16 in week one, and then you keep Perry off the board the rest of the game after they scored that early touchdown. So 16 in week one, 7 in week two. Just in terms of scoring defense and just the expectations as a whole, I would feel like you feel pretty comfortable about where things have started off here.
Yeah, you know, our philosophy as a team is that we got to control the ball and prevent things that hurt ourselves. And the first 2 weeks here, we've done a really good job of doing that. You know, obviously during Perry, you know, holding them to 7 points, but also scoring in all three phases of the game was, you know, if you do that, you have pretty good luck on the winning side of things. So we scored defensively, we scored special team wise, and scored some touchdowns on the offense. So, altogether, a really solid game, all the way around. Very pleased with the guys' effort and execution throughout that whole game.
Yeah, sitting here at 2-0, 8 games in the regular season, it means we're 25% of the way through the regular season. One, it goes by quick. Two, what have you liked from your team through the first couple weeks? And three, what do you see as you and your coaches are kind of dissecting in regards to improvements? What do you want to see, not just in this game with Hiawatha coming up on Friday, but maybe some improvements moving forward the rest of the season?
Yeah, you know, I thought we've done a really good job of moving the ball and preventing the three and outs and sustaining possessions. But our third down conversion rate isn't where we'd like it right now. You know, that's one of our team goals every week. Is have a certain percentage of third down conversions, and we just like to improve in that and just putting ourselves in a good position every drive to convert those third downs. You know, we'll have to be in third and short, and with our offense and the line that we have, you know, I like our chances in that situation. So, you know, we do a pretty good job of that, but, you know, trying to prevent third and long situations is kind of our goal moving forward. And just converting those fourth down situations in big moments.
Got a few more minutes here with Caleb Moeller, Sabetha football coach. We're going to talk about the Week 3 matchup. They get Hiawatha at home on Friday night. We'll do that after a break here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes with Sabetha Blue Jay football coach Caleb Moeller here on KNZA. Our weekly locker room chat is brought to you by CNK Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service as well. 2-0 Blue Jays. At home on Friday night against the Hiawatha Redhawks. Coach, this is a Hiawatha team that had a pretty impressive win last week against Marysville as they sit here 1-1 on the year. What's the initial take and thoughts on this Redhawks team you're going to see on Friday night?
Yeah, you know, Coach over there has done a really good job. Obviously, this is second year at Hiawatha, and, you know, last year putting in the flexbone offense, it's a difficult offense to learn. And year two, he's done a great job at getting these guys running the offense efficiently. and understanding their schemes and how they attack a defense. It's a very much improved Hiawatha team from last year. So it's going to be a good test for us. Obviously, with the option offense, you've got to take care of those three options every play. And looking forward to Friday night, just getting out on the field again with these guys.
Yeah, they were very productive on the ground in that game against Marysville. Ethan Morton, he's a tremendous athlete. He had 170 yards and a score. He averaged over 10 yards a carry. Gus Smith, another very good athlete. He rushed for a .135 on just six carries with one score. Mm-hmm. Very good yards per carry on that front. So you just talk about the challenges of that offense that they run. So in terms of your defense and what you got to do, what are the challenges that your defense specifically are going to be facing this week?
Yeah, just being assignment sound, just kind of like week one with Holton, covering all those options for them. We just got to be assignment sound, and our defensive coordinator does a great job of making sure everyone's taken care of and making sure that we are gap sound defense and that we're aware of who we're getting on each one of those plays. And, you know, you're talking about the skill guys, but, you know, up front, they're pretty solid as well with some good size and coming off the football physically and moving people in the trenches as well.
There it is. It's about the Blue Jay football coach. That is Caleb Moeller. Again, brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, Sailor Insurance Service as well. The 2-0 Blue Jays off to a good start. Week 3 at home on Friday night, taking on Hiawatha. You get two options there, Hiawatha or Sabetha Channels. That'll be locked in for that Big East League showdown on Friday night, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Good luck on Friday night. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you for the coverage.